Welcome back. Welcome to hour number three of the final edition of the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson, and there are several ways you can participate in today's show. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here, answer our question of the week, it's an important question, and tell us anything else you want to tell us. That's globalfreedomreport.com. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the United States. It's in Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 on the air live. If you are located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it's a toll call because of that one. Make sure you get on the air immediately or as immediately as possible and ahead of anybody else. And that number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. A question for your consideration. Will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen? And how will it start? 888-747-1968. Now is a good time for you to call because pretty much the rest of the show, we don't have any other guests, and this is the time for you to call, talk about what you think of the show, what the show has meant to you, okay, how you feel about the show going off here, anything else that's on your mind concerning life, liberty, truth, justice, property rights, any of that stuff. And by the way, if you're listening online, I hope you'll take a moment and vote for the show. It's very easy. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Podcast Network. And you're done. You have voted. And you can vote two times per hour from your IP address. So if you voted last hour, if you voted the first hour, that's great. We appreciate it. It's a new hour. Vote all over again and then vote a second time. Really do appreciate your support. And give me a call. Tell me your thoughts about Global Freedom Report. Good or bad? You like it, you've hated it, you think I'm nuts, you think I'm terrific, whatever it is you want to say. I'll give you the airtime, and as long as you're reasonable in the way you present yourself, you can say anything you want as far as I'm concerned, except the seven words on radio. That would have to bleep out, but that's more a matter of, that's not, you know, we're not subject to the FCC, that's just more a matter of professional ethics in radio. But beyond that, you can say anything you want, and I'd love to hear from you. 888-747-1968. That's the toll-free number, 888-747-1968. Now it's time for Spy 101, how to become a covert operative. Pay attention.
The most advanced computer is worse at identifying faces than a newborn baby. Unless a photo is taken straight on under direct lighting, facial recognition software is nearly worthless.
Did you catch that? You're all worried about facial recognition software? It can be defeated, and can be defeated relatively easily. There are numerous ways to confuse facial recognition software. Greg is calling in from Arkansas. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Brent. I'm having trouble, a little bit of trouble hearing you. I'm also sorry to hear you go. I'm a shortwave listener. I just found you and found out you're going off the air. So, unfortunately, I listened years back.
Sorry,
and was even a member years back.
Yeah, I've been on for a long, long, long time, and I'll still be out there. I'll still be doing other appearances and such, but you know, the time has come at this point, and I hope you've been listening because I've been giving my reasons for it. You know, I mean, people need to do more than just listen to radio. People need to actually take action at this point. There's no more time to wait.
Granted. And, yeah, I've been following you for many years, and I appreciate everything that you've done, and Lee, for that matter. I love her point of view. I do have a question. I personally suffered a little bit of a freedom loss this week. We all know the post office is in trouble, and they're reorganizing and forcing buyout pensions and that type thing. And we got a new postmaster at my little tiny post office out here in the sticks. And for many years, I had a general delivery box, and one of the bigwigs showed up and, of course, started throwing their weight around, forcing people into pay post office boxes where you have a key instead of general delivery. I am considered transient, and I did get online and read their rules and regs, which it is okay for a transient to have it. I'd like to hear any comments you've got on how the general delivery boxes started, its history, and if I'm actually still entitled to a general delivery box, because I refuse to sign any contract with any form of government on the continent of North America. I just don't want to sign the contract and pay the post office if it's government. If it's not, some people say that it's privately owned or incorporated or whatever and not federal government owned, but any comments you've got on it and general delivery boxes?
Absolutely. First, the post office is not a government agency. It is a government instrumentality. It is a private organization, but it has the unique designation of a government instrumentality, which is why the post office can do certain things and not be subject to terms and trust laws. It basically, the post office engages in a monopoly, but it's an accepted monopoly, a legislated monopoly. The way the post office was originally set up, without delivery, okay, the post office did not deliver to your house. This goes back to that convenience issue. Okay, you would go to the post office and collect your mail. Okay, it would all be delivered to the post office, and you'd go there and you would get your mail, and it would all be general delivery. And everyone has a right to receive their mail that way. That's the constitutional assignation that Congress shall set up post offices. Now, what happened is the post office, when it was made into a private corporation, decided to offer certain types of services. The first being, we'll deliver the mail to your house. Okay? So that you don't have a right to have the mail delivered. But, of course, almost everybody does because it's more convenient. Later on came post office boxes and such. But constitutionally, you have still not the right to receive your mail through general delivery. They cannot deny you that. And so if you have a new postmaster, I would go over the postmaster's head. Okay, I would actually contact the postmaster general, okay, about the issue. Because in the post regulations, you have a right to receive your mail general delivery. And the problem you run into is that, remember, for everybody in the post office is a bureaucrat. So they are the product of their training, nothing more and nothing less.
Right.
And the training does not include your basic rights anymore. It just says, this is the way you'll do things. Everyone is to have a post office box or be on delivery, and that's just the way it is. That doesn't mean that's the law. That means that's the policy. If you want to assert the law, you've got to go over the policy administrator's head.
Yes, may I add, nice Christian woman, and she's afraid to lose her job, and that's one of the reasons she's going along with it. I believe she does know the truth, and she said she would help me through the paperwork trying to skirt anything that she could. But also, the people that purchased a stamp and put it on there, paid the postage for me to receive what it is that's being sent, are also being denied their ability to have it delivered. And ironically, what they did was they didn't let us know they weren't going to be allowing us to have boxes. When I went there to pick mail up, there was none. They'd sent it all back.
Yeah. So what you ought to tell this Christian woman is that she'll get into more trouble by not complying, because you'll be forced to go over her head. Anytime you go over a bureaucrat's head, that bureaucrat gets into demerit.
Right, and it's a shame. I don't want to put her in that circumstance, but it seems as if I'm going to have to get ugly and go ahead and do something like that. So
you may have to if she does not comply with the law.
Mm-hmm. Yes, So you're saying that we're absolutely entitled to a general delivery box, and I was aware that the federal government was originally charged with very few things. That was a military and a postal system and piracy on the high seas, and not much more than
that. And by
the way,
no, you're not entitled to a general delivery box. You're entitled to receive mail through general delivery. Whether they set out the separate boxes or not, that's up to them. They can do whatever they want. But you have the right to go to the post office and say, I want my mail that is sent to me via general delivery.
Okay, so you're pretty much indicating that I'm not entitled to a general delivery, but because they can shift
you're
over.
You're entitled to general delivery. You're not necessarily entitled to a box. Maybe they have one big box for all general delivery. They may not have a special box for you.
Okay, that pretty much covers it, and I'll see what I can do on my end, but it was sort of wounding knowing that I'm being cornered, and of course I don't want postal snoops anywhere down my dirt road.
So, of course not. Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
George from Michigan, you're next. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. I'll answer the question that you posed to the previous guest. But first, I would like to say I've spoken to Lee probably four times, and I've left my phone number. And in the past, I've said it's very important that I speak to you off the air where airtime is not enough to go into detail, hoping you'll have time in the near future before it's too late. The answer to you asked, what can we try that we haven't tried already? And that is organizing with the constitutional sheriffs and the oath keepers of the military and the cops, those that would otherwise be sent against us by the powers, if we are one with them. The powers will be irrelevant.
Well, and George, that is actually being done. Sheriff Richard Mack, as I'm sure you know, is spearheading efforts to educate as many sheriffs as possible, and get people involved in electing as many constitutional sheriffs as possible. So that is actually being done for sure.
But I've asked. When he was on in another program called the Common Sense Chronicles, I asked him how many sheriffs have been on the air out of the 3,141. I asked him to check and see, tell us, how many sheriffs have been on the air. I think it's been less than 10 on shortwave.
Well, unless somebody wants to start a constitutional sheriff's show, in which that's the only type of guest that they have, it's going to be people, and that's not a bad idea. Somebody might do something like that. The other thing, why don't you run for sheriff?
I wish I could. I don't know what chance I'd have here in Detroit. As you know, this is, we're at least, if not number one in crime, we're number two or three. But
yeah, by running for sheriff. By running for sheriff, you expose the people, whether you win or not, you expose people during your candidacy to the principles. That's where you plant seeds, and the seeds then hopefully germinate, at least in some of them.
Yes, I've been, there's been successes before that I do that. Right now I'm not in that position, maybe sometime, but... I think it would be good for any sheriffs to be on the air.
Yes, to any people who understand the issue of constitutional sheriffs, run for sheriff in your local community. You can all do it.
Yes. But don't you think that it will be good to have many sheriffs, not the same ones all the time, but the different ones across the country on the air to tell the people what they are doing? And if they're not doing right, the people can call them and ask, why aren't they doing what's right and respecting our rights?
Well, what would be best is to have them on the air in their local communities, because sheriffs are local officials. It would be great to have them on the air in their local communities, where the people who are being exposed to them You know, how that happened, you know, I honestly don't know. I mean, it would also be neat to have somebody who did a show specifically on that issue, but it would be more significant to have each sheriff on in his community because it would be his constituency who would be hearing him. George, some great ideas. I got to let you go. I'm up against the clock, as always. That's the big bugaboo in radio. Got to stick to the clock. But I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much.
Can I speak to you off air?
I honest God, I just don't have a lot of time. I may have more time after the show is off air and everything. I got to go right now, George. You can always call and talk to Lee, that's for sure, at the 888. We're going to have to take a break here. And I didn't get to a look at the declaration. We'll get to that later on. I also will get to some other information for you folks about how I will continue to work for freedom. But coming up right now, this week's Lesson in Liberty, where you learn really useful things I never taught you in public indoctrination centers. And by the way, okay, those are public schools. That's coming up on... Oh, we still have another minute. Okay, my mistake and everything. Well, good. Then I get to tell you this other stuff here, okay? Just so you know, I'm going to continue to work for Freedom. I will be appearing as guest on other shows. You can go to freedomradio.us to see where I will be appearing and how to listen in. I will occasionally guest host here on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, so keep listening to this network as well. I will continue to offer Freedom services through my consulting firm, Freedom Bound International, that's freedomradio.us. If I ever come across someone who is willing to invest a substantial amount of money, we're talking $2 to $5 million, and spearhead creation and implementation of mainstream radio network to branch into television in the future. All the pieces are in place for it. It just needs the money. I will continue to speak about encourage liberty until my dying breath. That's the bottom line. Now, coming up, Lessons in Liberty, where you learn really useful things and never talk to you in public school. That's next on the Global Freedom Report.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offers for a limited time only, so don't wait.
Like to have normal blood pressure.
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs.
For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. Or dial 888-803-4438.
If you're fed up with the government imposing its rules and regulations on you and your property, you need to order a copy of Brent Johnson's internationally acclaimed bestseller, The American Sovereign. It's over 200 pages of invaluable information to help all liberty-loving Americans protect their property from attachments by the IRS or government agencies. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us. The American Sovereign from Brent Johnson, your guidebook to liberty.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
Whatever we ask the minister, he says is an administrative question for you. And whatever we ask you, you say it's a policy question for the minister. Mm-hmm. How do you suggest we find out what's going on?
Yes. I do see that there is a real dilemma here. In that while it has been government policy to regard policy as responsibility of ministers and administration as the responsibility of officials, the questions of administrative policy can cause confusion between the policy of administration and the administration of policy. Especially when responsibility for the administration of the policy of administration conflicts or overlaps with responsibility for the policy of the administration of policy.
Now it's time for Lesson Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public indoctrination centers, schools. Last week I spoke to you about ownership versus liability and how ownership equals liability. And if you have no ownership, you have no liability, and how the government finds your property by seeking out your liabilities. So if you have no liabilities, you become invisible to the statutory realm. Today I want to get more in detail about pure trust organizations. Now, a trust, any trust, is simply a right of property held by one party for the benefit of another. A primitive form of trust happens when you go to a fancy restaurant and you give the key to your car over to a valet to park your car. The valet has the property that he is holding for your benefit. That is a primitive form of trust. A pure trust organization is simply an unincorporated contractual organization established in trust form. That's all it is. It is by contract formulated as an entity with the right to property to be held by the one party, the trust, for the benefit of another party. That's all a trust, a pure trust, is. PTOs, UCOs, as they're sometimes referred to, or true trusts, eliminate personal liability, preserve privacy, and eliminate estate taxes. So if you take your property and put it into trust, and then you die, there's no inheritance taxes. Why? Because the property hasn't changed hands. It remains in trust. And frankly, I tell people all the time, you should put your real property into trust. That's where it belongs. You don't want real property in your own name. Now, when you do put it into trust, you give up legal control. And this is important because there are many trusts out there that try and give you legal control of the property. And these are the trusts that have been determined to be bogus trusts. Our trusts have a 100% track record. We've defeated the IRS. We've won in court. We've never had any of our trusts fail, even under attack in the courts or by the IRS. And that's over an 18-19-year period, and that's pretty impressive. That's because we have addressed the issue of legal control properly. What most people actually want is practical control. So you put your house into trust, you give up legal control to the trust, you get back a contract where you get to live there, you and your family get to live there rent-free. In exchange, you take your property, keep it maintained in good repair. You do everything you used to do as an owner, but now you're just a worker. The IRS comes knocking on the door. Hey, buddy, I just work here. You're going to have to talk to the owner. You have practical control, but not legal control. And for that reason, the trust does protect your property. Same thing with vehicles. Put the vehicles in trust, have them registered and titled in the name of the trust, and have the trust lease the vehicles back to you. You go from being a vehicle owner with liability to a lessee with no liability. Cop comes over to give you a ticket. If it's a registration infraction, he can't ticket you. Why not? Because you're not the registered owner. Same thing with your business. You place your business into a trust. Then you sign a contract as general manager to run the day-to-day operations of the business, but you're running it as a worker, not an owner. You can't sell the business. But if the business is sold, you get the proceeds because you hold the beneficial interest in the trust. If the house is sold, you get the proceeds because you hold the beneficial interest in the trust. But by contract, you get to work for the trust, and so you run the day-to-day operations of the business, which is what you did as the owner. You're just now a worker, which means you carry no liability, which means you become invisible. Now, it's impossible to give you a full lesson on trust in the short time we have here in this segment. But if you want to know more, give me a call at my office, off the air, at 888-385-3733, and ask about pure trust. Or go to our website at www.freedomradio.us, go to the services menu, and go to Pure Trust Organizations, and you get all the information and FAQs answered right over there. Pure Trust Organizations are the way to go when it comes to the preservation of your property rights. And that is this week's lesson in liberty. Time to say goodbye to our WWCR shortwave listeners. If by any chance you are anywhere near online access, you can always go to globalfreedomreport.com and pick up the last half hour of the show. There's more to come. We still have a look at the Declaration, Propaganda 101, Spy 101, and more news coming up on the Global Freedom Report. Final edition, final segment. I'm going to have to do this.
If you're fed up with the government imposing its rules and regulations on you and your property, you need to order a copy of Brent Johnson's internationally acclaimed bestseller, The American Sovereign. It's over 200 pages of invaluable information to help all liberty-loving Americans protect their property from attachments by the IRS or government agencies. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us. The American Sovereign from Brent Johnson, your guidebook to liberty.
Can we talk a little about corporate service? You wait on the phone forever. They don't care. You're just a number. You're rarely taken care of. And it's enough to just... Ugh. Corporate companies could have a great product, but if they don't care about the customer, that's you, what good is the product? Not at Life Change Tea. We have a great product and a caring staff. Don't get me wrong. We want your business. But we care about our customers. Just ask our customers. Our product makes people feel better and helps them obtain great health. So join us by calling 928-308-3000. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. When you speak to our operators, you'll know this word to be true. Get your life change tea at GetTheTea.com.
Has long been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver, and in the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of silver solutions as antibacterial agents. So what happened? Why aren't you hearing about silver these days? For those seeking an alternative to the big pharma products and their side effects, International Health has what you've been looking for. Super Silver is an engineered silver nanoparticle solution created using the unique and patented silver technology process of International Health's biotech labs. Hundreds of university and government level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K. Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K. Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Is your privacy important to you? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by bureaucracies? A pure trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a pure trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
This is Michael Badnarik, lighting the fires of liberty one heart at a time. And you're listening to the Global Freedom Report with Brent Johnson.
Freedom fever.
You're doing stuff and not really knowing why you're doing it. Ruling the world. Hypnotic suggestion.
So you've seen them, but you don't remember them. How long have they been here?
As long as there's been something in the corner of your eye, or creaking in your house, or breathing under your bed, or voices through a wall.
They've been running your lives for a very long time now, so keep this straight in your head. We are not fighting an invasion. We're leading a revolution. And today the battle begins.
Freedom fever. Pass it on.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability
where the public will be reorganized into the first empire for a safe and secure society.
Global Freedom Report, where we really do want to change the world. We want to change it into something that is far better than what it's where it's going right now. And hopefully some of you feel the same way. My name is Brent Johnson. This is your last chance to come on the show. Toll free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968 to go on the air live. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but we'll get you on the air immediately. Have anybody else? That number is 001-208-935-0094. And do make sure you let us know if you're calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here and answer our question of the week. Will there be a second American Revolution, and if so, when will it happen, and how will it start? 888-747-1968. If you're listening online, please take a moment to vote for the show. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show. Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and you're done. You have voted. And you can vote two times per from your IP address. So thank you for your vote if you've already done it. If you haven't this hour, please do so. We really do appreciate it very much. Will there be a second American Revolution? And if so, when will it happen and how will it start? From Lovely, I think there will be another revolution that will come when the foreign and domestic armies try to put the people in the concentration camps. Many will be taken, but more will escape with their guns and a shooting. We'll begin. As much as I wish it weren't so, at this point I have to say, I hope that you're right. Because if we don't have shooting war, if we don't have a war for independence, then there will be no freedom. Simple as that. Now it's time for Propaganda 101, our weekly excursion into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation. How do you know that it's true? Probably the greatest tool of propagandists is that they get people to think of what they believe as what they know. How do you know that what you see, hear, or read is true? I want to just give you an example of how simple it is for you to mistake belief. Knowledge. When's your birthday? No, seriously, when is your birthday? Think about your birthday, the date of your birth. Now, how do you know that's your birthday? I got you. Well, my parents told me, all right? And especially your mom was probably a very credible witness to the event of your birth, so it's reasonable that you believe her. Or I read it on my birth certificate or my certificate of live birth. That's great. Very likely it's true, but you have to take it by belief. Knowledge is that which you have firsthand. Anything you get second or third hand is by definition belief. So unless you were a truly remarkable newborn, you cannot know the date of your birth. It is something you must take on belief. Yet, you act as if you know it. Now, how many other things you think you know, but you actually believe. How do you know you need a Social Security number? How do you know that the government is acting in your behalf? How do you know that the U.S. dollar is worth anything at all? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Or do you just believe what you've read, what you've heard, what you've seen on TV, on CNN, on Fox News? Question everything. If you question everything, if you ask yourself the right question, you will break through the propaganda. The right question is, how do I know that it's true? And what if it was black? And that is this week's Propaganda 101. Question everything. That's the point. Last Thursday morning in District Heights, Maryland, an American Gestapo Federal Bureau of Investigation Division SWAT team rushed into the home of an average innocent family and shot at an unarmed 18-year-old girl. An early morning FBI raid has the District Heights family in fear. The agents came into the house and drew their guns at the family's daughter, but she wasn't armed. They almost hit my daughter, man, says Emery Hewley. If I hadn't told her to go back in her room, they probably would have shot her. Hewley says he was asleep in the basement when he heard a bang at the front door. His 18-year-old daughter, Maisha, was upstairs in a room with two friends who were spending the night. Around 6 a.m., he says he came up to the living room and saw 15 fascist FBI SWAT agents coming inside, guns drawn. I'm shouting, nobody is armed, nobody has a gun. And then all of a sudden, I heard, she's got a gun, and they just opened fire, he said. Hewley said he looked up and saw his daughter standing outside her bedroom in the hallway. Then he heard gunfire. I've got eight holes in my wall. One bullet went past my head, almost hit me, ricocheted off my brick wall, and some of the scrap metal hit my little daughter in the back of her neck. All for nothing, says Hewley. The family and the whole neighborhood are stunned and traumatized by the attack, and the FBI has given no explanation aside from saying that they were exercising a search warrant. The girl's mother is still demanding answers. They tried to kill her, she said. They tried to kill my daughter. 18-year-old Maya has since been treated and released from the hospital and has now fully recovered. No charges have been brought against the fascist, pig thug, bastard, outlaw, terrorist FBI cops that terrorize this innocent family and young girl. A Southern California man was arrested at an international airport after terrorist pig thug security officers found him wearing an unusual watch they said could be used to make a time device for a bomb. Jeffrey McCann, 49, of Rancho Palos Verdes, was taken into custody Thursday night after he tried to pass through airport security with an ornate watch that had switches, wires, and fuses, according to Sergeant J.D. Nelson, a spokesman for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. A bomb squad arrived within 5 minutes and determined there were no explosive materials in the watch, said Nelson. The checkpoint was closed while pig thug cops secured the area. McCann was taken to Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, where he was charged with possessing materials to make an explosive device, according to fascist terrorist sheriff officials. He was still in custody Friday night and could not be reached for comment. McCann told American Gestapo Transportation Security Administration Division pig thug officials that he's an artist in the watch's art. No actual explosives were found. McCann was carrying potentially dangerous materials and appeared to have made alterations to his boots, which were unusually large and stuffed with layers of insoles, according to Nelson. Profile for a person named Jeffrey McCann on the website LinkedIn.com lists as the owner and creative director of a media production company called Generator Content. He attended the Art College Center of Design in Pasadena from 1984 to 1987, according to the website. The American Gestapo Department of Injustice Division isn't exactly winning its war on intellectual property theft. The Attorney General says so himself. Until then, though, that doesn't mean they're going to start going soft. A Mississippi man was sentenced to 15 years behind bars and another 3 under supervised release after pleading guilty to selling 5 counterfeit DVDs and 1 bootleg music CD to an undercover agent. Patrick LaShun King, 37, was sentenced by Judge Lamar Picard of Copiah County Circuit Court after he pleaded guilty to 6 counts of selling pirated material, charges that he was saddled with after an undercover agent attempted to purchased just a half dozen homemade copies of music and movies the defendant wasn't authorized to have up for sale. When investigators searched King's home business, they eventually turned up 10,510 counterfeit discs and the computer equipment they believe he used to manufacture the bootlegs. The fascist authorities also uncovered a number of weapons, including an assault rifle from King's Hazelhurst, Mississippi home, but it was only the 6 counts of piracy that will put him away until 2027. King's sentencing is the second of 2 piracy cases resolved in Mississippi court as of late that resulted in hefty sentences for the accused. On October 31st, Antoine Sherelle Jones of Meridian, Mississippi, was sentenced to 2 years for selling a single pirated movie. Anyone who was selling counterfeit goods in Mississippi should be well aware by now that he or she will be arrested and will face a serious prison term. State Attorney General fascist terrorist Jim Hood's remarks. I want to know what justifies such a large, such a huge, huge. We got a caller. We'll get to the caller in just a moment. But first, it's time to take it back in time to a time when men of character fought a revolution to secure our independence. Let's take a look at the Declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And now, a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Johnson.
For taking away our charter, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. For suspending our own legislature and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. You begin to see the similarities of the problems with our government that we face today and the problems that our forefathers were faced with, problems that drove them to armed revolution. If you examine them, you will find the modern complaints that we have against our government are the same as the complaints voiced by our ancestors. King George was not about to let these upstart British subjects get too big for their respective britches. He would show them that distance is futile. He would show them that complaints were irrelevant. King George was, in many ways, the progenitor of Star Trek's warlike alien race, the Borg. During the times leading up to the declaration of war against England, the British monarch would regularly revoke colonial charters and abolish the laws they had set in place to govern themselves. Can you imagine? The king just stepped in and declared that the colonists' laws were invalid and their towns were disbanded. How would you feel if the president determined suddenly and without your participation that your city no longer existed, that you were now being made a part of another city, state, district, or jurisdiction? Well, that's exactly what King George did. Without their consent or even participation, he made the colonists part of foreign jurisdictions, summarily changing the forms of their respective governments, which they had worked diligently to establish. It's not so different today, with people being summarily presumed to be under the jurisdiction of private corporate non-constitutional law and under the regulatory control of a whole series of government administrative agencies. King George didn't stop changing the forms of the colonists' governments. He suspended the colonial legislatures under the principle that they were British colonies and therefore subject to whatever the king's whim, regardless of the outcome. Remember, in those days, the king's word was law. Upon suspending the colonial legislatures, the English monarch declared himself vested with power to legislate in all cases whatsoever. The king disregarded the legal protections for the colonists that were already in place, declaring all laws that countered his will to be null and void. He then instructed all royal officials to disregard all laws but the ones he acknowledged, and thereby subject the colonists to the laws to which he, king, determined they were subject. Again, it is not so different in modern America. Today's corrupt courts presume that all people are subject to their private, corporate jurisdiction, even though that is not true. The United States government rejects any suggestion that there exists any law superior to federal law. Executive branch administrative agencies regularly train their staff to take the property of American citizens any way they can on the assumption that all people are subject to administrative rules and regulations, which again is not true. Ultimately, it is the heart and mind of man and woman that decides to which body of law he or she must comply. Do we adhere to the higher laws from which our natural rights originate, or succumb to the threat of deprivation of our liberty and property by surrendering our allegiance to a central government that recognizes no law as valid except its own? Our founding fathers were men of high moral character. They knew that we are all governed by a higher power, and that no government could ever claim authority over all people, especially when those people had not voluntarily given over such authority to their government. Rather than meekly follow the easy path to abject servitude, they risked everything, their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, to preserve the possibility of achieving their dream of a land of the free and a home of the brave. May we find the courage to emulate their heroic deeds in our modern time of need.
This is a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Brent Johnson.
And if you would like to get your own copy of all 18 episodes of A Look at the Declaration, it's available on two CDs through Freedom Bound International. Go to globalfreedomreport.com and either go to the sponsor page or the blog page and click on the banner for A Look at the Declaration. It's two CDs, $15 plus $3 shipping and handling, available for Freedom Bound International. Get your own set. It's a great gift idea, by the way. Get your own set. Chuck calling in from Texas. Thanks for waiting, Chuck. You're on the air.
Hey, brother. How can you hear me?
I hear you just great. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, the reason I ask your audio is a little off down here in Texas for some reason. Well, you were talking about whether we're going to have a revolution. There's a whole lot of us who've been at this a long time. I'm sure you yourself have as well. The disappointing part is whenever... You know, we've been at this so long, we're going to walk down your neighborhood. How many people in your neighborhood, you know, are prepping?
Chuck?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, what happened?
I'd like to say, how many folks in your neighborhood are prepping?
Well, you know, right now I'm actually traveling internationally, so it's a nonsense. The question, but back when I was in Texas and everything, not a whole lot, not a whole lot, and you know that's the frustration.
Yeah, that's what I see as our problem. I mean, if you study, you know, the rise of tyrannies all through history, it always follows the same pattern, and America's no different than Weimar Germany or Russia. You know, whenever Stalin took over, you're still human beings. And the majority of the people are just going to sit down. Now, there's a lot of us who aren't going to stand for it, who say, okay, this is my property. Once you cross that line, you bring a gun, you cross that line, and we're just going to say no. But I don't see the American public standing up. It's disgusting. It's tiring. But the few of us who really do try and make a difference, who do stand up, who do fight, who do blog talk, who do... your micro effects, who do YouTube, you know, they're just going to ace us out, brother. This is all the history is done. I call it the forgotten man.
I know what you're saying. I hope you're wrong. I fear you're right. But Chuck, I've got to go now. I'm almost out of time for the show. I really appreciate the call. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. And keep up. Keep the stand. Stay the course.
Keep it out of that.
Now it's time for our final Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative.
When plugging a watch, it's better to use a good-looking knockoff than its authentic counterfeit. And not just because it's easier on your wallet. The insides of a fake timepiece are usually smaller and simpler, leaving more room for hiding a listening device. As long as your target is a watch connoisseur, zinc alloy and cubic zirconia are a great way to bang. Let's be friends.
And those are some great clips. I hope you've been recording them whenever I play them. What are you willing to do to protect and preserve your liberty? And what are you not willing to do to protect and preserve that same liberty? And at the end of the day, would you be proud to tell your friends, your family, your loved ones, your children, what you did today? Did you tell the truth? Did you keep your word? Did you honor your agreement? If not, then please correct any trespass on your fellow countrymen and do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. Be sure to visit our website at www.globalfreedomreport.com and www.freedomradio.us. Now, stay tuned for Liberty and All That Jazz with Judy Bennett. It's been an honor speaking with you these many years. I wish you all the best, especially I wish you a life of liberty and independence. I'm Brent Johnson, reminding you that freedom is your birthright, a gift from God.
Prisoner, rise and answer my question.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner!
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We, ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait!
I'm busy.
Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com.
All right.
Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Last thing.
Serving the planet, the micro effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
Here we go. It's another Wednesday.
on life, liberty, and all that jazz, normally with Jeff Bennett, but here again on this evening on a Wednesday, May the 9th. You've got Roger Sales sitting in somewhat solo, at least here for a second. I got a guest to bring on, and we're going to discuss all kinds of different stuff, and this should be an interesting 2 hours. My guest is my old friend and